Coast Province in Kenya is known for its natural beauty. For years, many Europeans have gone there to see its white sands, blue waters, and the sails of traditional dhow boats in the sea. But there is an ugly part of Coast Province. More and more people there are using the illegal drug heroin. Drug traffickers have been transporting increasing amounts of heroin through East Africa on its way to Europe. Farah Abubakar Haji looks like many other 18-year-olds, except for one difference. He has scar tissue on many parts of his arms and legs. Those wounds resulted from heroin injections. Farah began using the drug when he was 14.
I decided to inject because my father left and I remained with a single parent. So I had a lot of stress and I decided to inject. So when I inject, I feel very good. My mother is always shouting, but when I inject, I feel it's okay for me.
Reporter Jill Craig met Farah at the Omari Project in the town of Malindi. The project operates programs to help Kenyans who use illegal drugs to stop using them. Farah says he left school when he was 12 and sold things to tourists. While Malindi is beautiful, the local economy has been hurting. Because the town depends upon visitors, it suffers when they do not come. Concerns about attacks by the Al-Shabaab terrorist group caused Western countries to warn their citizens to avoid the area. Many of the warnings were cancelled last year, but few foreigners have returned. Like many young people, Farah has a number of jobs. He tries to earn enough money to buy heroin and to support his girlfriend and her baby. His girlfriend also uses drugs. Fatma Jenabi works in the city of Mombasa at the Muslim Education and Welfare Association, called MIWA. The group operates rehabilitation support groups along Kenya's coast.
We've seen there is a total change in trend of heroin users at the age of 15 to 24 years. So this is very alarming to us, because if we are getting drug users at the age of 15 years, meaning that at the age of 10 years, they've already started using other drugs. So heroin is just a progression of whatever has been there before.
Heroin is usually not the first drug that locals use. They begin with tobacco, then use marijuana or other drugs. Some drink a locally made alcohol. Often, they use a combination of these substances. Jenabi says now more people are chewing mogoka leaves, another stimulant.
Mogoka is a new, it's the one which is causing very, very havoc within the community, because young children are able to acquire this drug at a very cheaper rate of around 50 shillings.
That is about half of one U.S. dollar, and it is available almost everywhere. Hassan Musa works at the Kenya Red Cross.
If it doesn't affect you because this person is your son, it has affected you because he's your neighbor. He'll come and steal to you. He'll come to steal to your house, which means it affects you. So you are in your house, but you're worried. You don't want to leave your house because you know my neighbor will come and steal. So it has affected you. So in one way or the other, whether we like it or not, it has affected everyone in Coast Province. Everyone.
Back in Malindi, two Omari outreach workers visit a place where drug users often go to take illegal drugs. Farah is there and injecting heroin.
Maisha mimi naona si mazuri lakini Siwezi kujitoa kwenye dawa kwa sababu
life is not easy for me because now I feel I've messed up my life, but I don't know the way out. I just try to find the way out, and mother is very poor. My sister has died and my mother left with 5 children. So there is poverty and at home I am confused, but I am not okay with the life I live.
Later, reporter Jill Craig meets Farah a third time when she visits a hospital. The hospital offers a methadone treatment, which helps heroin users reduce their dependency on the drug. Farah had been in the program earlier but left. He has returned to try to learn how to stop using heroin. I'm Christopher Jones Cruz.